the Chinese calendar, 2009 is the year of the ox. It's looking like it could also turn out to be the year of the federal employee, in that we've had a lot of focus on the need to have an effective workforce, and now that's translating into action on the federal employee benefits front. Just a quick recap, we've had a recent amendment added to H.R. 1256 that would allow federal employees hired after 1986 who are under the Federal Employees Retirement System, or FERS. Right now, any unused sick leave that they have when they retired is simply wiped off the books. However, employees under the old Civil Service Retirement System could take that sick leave and have it added to their years of service, and that would give a little boost to their annuity. Well, the amendment added to H.R. 1256 would allow FERS employees to now take their unused sick leave and have similar treatment, allowing it to extend their years of service for annuity calculation purposes.
But these are not passed yet. This is just the proposal. I mean, this is the bill.
This is the bill, but it was added as an amendment to legislation that has, I think, a good chance of moving. So that could be a particularly valuable benefit to employees under the FERS system. I know when I retired under the old CSRS, I had almost 1 year of on-use sick leave.
Right. That's worth a lot.
Indeed, it did. There's another a bill that was recently introduced by Senators Cole, Collins, and Voinovich that would allow federal agencies to bring back retirees for limited appointments up to a year without a reduction in annuity. That's a benefit both for the those employees and for the agencies who would have access to them. The other bill that you mentioned, Tom, is being proposed by or was introduced by Senators Lieberman, Collins, and House Representative Tammy Baldwin. It's called the Domestic Partnership Benefits and Obligations Act. And as you noted, that bill would give domestic partners or spouses of gay and lesbian federal employees access to the same benefits that are available to husbands and wives of heterosexual employees. So they would have access as a family member to the federal health benefits program. They would have spousal benefits under the federal retirement system, survivors.
Now, has this come up before, does this seem like the time is right now?
It's come up before, but I think, again, 2009 possibly being the year of the federal employee, I think it has a chance to make some progress this year and quite
step possibly. Back from the curb there, John, will you please?
No, he can't hear it. There's some sort of distortion on your phone line. You must be near something electronic or something, because it's causing a interference with your phone, and all
sounds
of us
like
are going,
truck
what
going
the heck
by.
Is that?
Sorry, I'm just sitting here in my office down the block from you guys.
Oh, well, you never know. Sometimes those irritating little RF waves get into your personal space.
Anyhow, you were handicapping the chances of passing of the benefits for domestic partners.
Yeah, and I think it has a good chance this year. I think again, we have an administration that is sensitive to the needs of federal employees. And I think this and some of the other bills out there that would enhance benefits for some employees have a real chance of seeing passage. And it's not because we just want to be nice to federal employees. Again, I think it's a recognition that an engaged, motivated federal workforce is good for effective government, which is good for the country.
And there's nothing wrong with being nice to them. Anyway, John, thanks for being with us this morning, and let's hope your phone line works better.
Well, John, I think you're probably sitting near the beach in Malibu, and you're just telling us
it sounds
that you're
like
in your
waves
office down
or something, yeah.
I wish.